Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
746 and a half, that would be 13 and a half, if my math is right, before 8 o'clock. And we continue to talk about the coronavirus and the effects it has on the economy and so forth. Dr. Susan Hassig joins us, associate professor in the Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Let me ask you this. We were talking to Art Kaplan earlier, a doctor, a medical ethicist from the Langone Medical Center in New York, and we were talking about vaccines and, I guess, challenge, if you want to call it that, whatever the phrase Dr. Fred used. And here's the thing for the people that are just joining us. As it stands now with the vaccine trials, and Dr. Hassig, please jump in if I say anything wrong. As it stands now with the vaccine trials, they give some people a vaccine, they give some people a placebo, then they send them out in the community. Nobody is deliberately exposed to anything, but you're supposed to report back after a period of time. And in essence, they hope you've got the vac. They hope you've been exposed to the virus, because otherwise they're not going to know if the vaccine works or not. It would seem to
that's
me,
and
I know
correct.
You would have. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So it would seem to me it would be far more efficient and scientific to expose people intentionally to the virus if they knew what they were doing and were fully aware of all of the dangers involved, including, look, we really don't have a way to save you. Understand this. You're in essence being a hero if you're willing to do this, but that way we can more quickly decide or figure out what works and what works and doesn't, as opposed to sending you out there. And although it's not nice to say, hoping you get it. Am I wrong in anything I said?
Well, the issue of human challenge formats of trials is really, really problematic from an ethical perspective. And you would be, I mean, we have rules about what we are allowed to do, even if people are willing to do it. Mm-hmm. And so in terms of preventing people from feeling unduly coerced and influenced and forced in subtle or not so subtle ways to participate in research. And so the problem with coronavirus as it currently stands is we do not have a dependable rescue drug. So, you know, if we were to allow people or directly infect individuals with, let's say, a salmonella bacteria, we can treat the salmonella bacteria once we've established that the infection has occurred. We don't have a therapy right now that is 100% effective at preventing people from progressing to severe clinical illness. And frankly, we are still trying to figure out just what the extent of impact that this virus can have on humans that it infects. And we've seen now a lot more reports of cardiac scarring, lung scarring, kidney damage, neurologic damage. And that is just not an acceptable risk to deliberately expose people to.
But yet, you kind of want, if nobody gets exposed, we never know if we have a vaccine, right? So,
well, that's why science takes time. That's the unfortunate reality of having to wait for biology to work its processes. And it's very frustrating in terms of, you know, we want an answer right now. But frankly, I wouldn't participate in a human challenge trial, because there are just too many unknowns. And I want a vaccine badly, because it's the only thing that's going to really help us get back. But the risks are very much unclear and unknown. And, you know, we have historically in our past done things to people where we shouldn't have, and taken shortcuts. And that's really not the best way to do good science.
We'll pick it up here when we come back. Dr. Susan Hassig is our guest associate professor in the Tulane School of Public Health and Public Health and Tropical Medicine. And we're talking about vaccine and research and human challenge. And I guess, Doctor, you can pick it up here when we come back. Part of the problem is people think they know what they're agreeing to and they feel like they want it until it happens. Then all of a sudden it's like, well, wait, I didn't know this was going to happen. 7:51 and a half, time for traffic now, WWL. 7:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Thursday morning, August 6th. No surprise, it's going to be hot. Highs of 96, 30% chance for showers. But you know what? If there's no tropical weather, I will take that all the way through October. Susan Hassig is our guest. Dr. Susan Hassig, associate professor in the Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. And, Doctor, I don't mean to get stuck on this with the human challenge and so forth. And I understand that it was abused terribly in the past. But, in essence, I'm giving somebody, as it stands now, a vaccine, a test vaccine. I'm sending them out into the public. I'm telling them to come back in X amount of days. And I'm hoping they have the virus, because if not, I'm not able to test anything. Am I right?
Well, it's not a process of days. It's a process of months and possibly as long as a year. And that's even though we are seeing, I mean, one of the really important things to understand is that we are seeing lots of people become infected, but any given point in time, we have a very small percentage of the population infected. And so these individuals are going to behave as they would normally behave. They are going to wear face coverings or they're not. They're going to be out in an essential job where they're interacting with lots of people, or they may not be. And that's part of what is important in terms of assessing a vaccine as well, is, you know, under circumstances, how will it in fact function? One of the real challenges with the idea of human challenges, these vaccines may not work. They may not protect. We don't know that. That's why we have to do the trial. And that is just really from an ethical perspective of protecting human subjects in research, you know, a really important hurdle.
Not to be argumentative, but if nobody mm-hmm. then mm-hmm. contracts the virus, well, then you never do get to test the vaccine. So it seems like, in pure layman's language, Doctor, it seems like I don't want to give you the virus. I want somebody else to do my dirty work for me, and I want somebody else to give you the virus, or do you get it in a different way so my hands are clean? Although, I really want you to get the virus so I can see if this vaccine works.
Well, the unfortunate reality of any research is that bad things have to happen to people for us to figure out whether something good can come. And that's, you know, whether we're testing a new medication, we're trying to prove that a new medication is better than an old medication, then something less than optimal has to happen to the person with the old medication to prove the new medication is good. But in those cases, people are already sick. We're looking at a situation where people are not sick. And it's not that they're just going to be waiting. They're going to be monitoring these individuals over time. They're going to be interacting with them on a regular basis. They're not just sending them off into the world. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be monitoring for different kinds of responses in individuals to see what kinds of immune responses develop, what types of stimulation. They're going to be looking for markers of all sorts of issues in these individuals.
We're out of time. I appreciate you educating us. I really do, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.